Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 5¾ cents at 5.39¾, May wheat down 5½ cents at 6.47, and May beans up 7½ cents at 14.17¼. Export sales were really on the light side for old crop, 3.29 on the wheat, 3.95 on the corn, 351 on the beans, but there was 90,000 sales of beans to China in that figure. We didn't see really much cancellations, so the beans and corn rallied a little bit after that. Beans rallied about 6-7 cents, corn rallied about 2 or 3 cents, but I don't think it was a big deal one way or the other. The forecast for Argentina show a little bit less rain, but they're still going to get some decent rains over the next 6 to 10 days. CONAB agrees with the U.S. that the Brazilian crop is getting bigger. They estimate the bean crop now at 135.1 and the corn at 108.1. So that's certainly higher than what the U.S. is expecting. We're still dealing with the African swine fever issue in China. Meal prices have really been hit here. Meal was only up 40 cents a ton overnight. About $2.50 off the lows, but it still looks very vulnerable on the charts. Bean oil did make a new contract high overnight at up to 54.27, up about 73 ticks here. That's what led the rally back in the beans. I don't know if it's going to hold, but crude oil is up about 85 cents now. That may be a little helpful. The dollar's down 16. That may be a little bit helpful, but I really don't see much out here. The beans did help. $14 on the break last night, got down to $14.75. Corn held 5.30, got down to 5.31¼, and we bounced off of that. So we continue to hold the support in here. If we were to close under $14 in the beans and under 5.28 in the corn, I think that'll lead to more selling out here. I just don't see anything particularly friendly. We're going to get good rains in the plains. Kansas wheat crop is going to get replenished. Doesn't look like there's going to be any snow, maybe in a little bit in Colorado and one or two other places, but not too bad. So I think we're in fairly good shape. The rains will slow down planting here, but I think overall farmers are going to get some chances here this week to get out. And there's only, you know, scattered rains, cooler temperatures though. We're going to go back into the 40s after being in the 60s for 3 days. So, you know, maybe that'll slow things up a little bit. But overall, I just don't see anything. You know, we need fresh bull news to stoke the market, and I just don't see that out here for the time being. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-EDGE.